We often heard the saying, this world is a mirror and it shows you what you can't or what you do not want to see on your own. I had a very, very graphic illustration of this yesterday. I had visited Govindakund to chant and pray on a flat roof from where I could see the Kund and Giriraj. There were many typical Vrindavan scenes before me, sadhus sitting with others at the Kund, most probably talking about spiritual subjects, people taking their bath rather loudly, the cows down in the courtyard doing their cow things, and the ever-present monkeys, you know, rolling above the roof and like this. They were peaceful. They left me alone because I learned to not look into their eyes and in this way not make contact. All of a sudden, something special caught my eyes. It was a small herd of Nilagau cows, these mystical blue cows, which climbed across the Govardhan mountain, almost like mountain climbers. In Vrindavan they say wherever there are seven of those cows or more, Krishna walks behind them, invisible. So I started to go into my own little reverie, dreaming about all this, when the next moment, the very next moment, a bird dropped his dropping on me and it fell right on my nose. I could smell it very intensely and came out. And I immediately thought, if the world is a mirror, Vrindavan is a super mirror. What do I have to see here and learn? And I somehow got a deep realization in my heart. Seeing spiritual reality and knowing for sure that what you see is real happens by a method called Shutekshita, or seeing through the eyes of hearing, seeing through the ears. What do you hear? The scriptures, the sacred revealed scriptures, especially the Bhagavatam. So I smiled and said, okay, Krishna may walk or not walk, but I will know him for sure by reading the Bhagavatam. And that is something which we can and should do in the month of Kartik, especially outside of Vrindavan. Then you see through the ears all kinds of very inspiring spiritual realities.